أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 107 Al-Ma'un Articles of Common Necessity Meccan Period Title The last word of the concluding verse Al-Ma'un Articles of Common Necessity came to be regarded as this surah's title Period of Revelation Ibn Murduwayh quotes the opinion of Ibn Abbas and Ibn al-Zubayr that it is a Meccan surah. The same view is shared by Atha and Jabir. However, in his Bahr al-Muhit, Abu Hayyan cites the opinion of Ibn Abbas, Qatada, and Dahak, and that it is Medinan. In our opinion, it contains a piece of internal evidence about its Medinan origin, its warning against those who neglect prayer and who make a show of their prayer. Such hypocrites were only to be found in Medina. For as Islam gained strength, these same people felt compelled to parade themselves as Muslims in order to reap benefits. Driven by their hypocrisy, they went to the mosque, joined congregational prayer, and offered prayer as a show so that they could be taken as Muslims. In Mecca, such conditions did not obtain. The Muslims did not dare offer congregational prayer there. They prayed privately and secretly, as doing so publicly could bring harm to them. The hypocrites in Mecca were not the ones who made a show of their prayer. Rather, they were of the type who hesitated to accept Islam, notwithstanding their recognition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as the true messenger of Allah, because of the dangers attendant upon embracing Islam. They could lose their position and status. Furthermore, they were unwilling to undergo the persecution inflicted upon Muslims there. Verses 10 to 11 of Al-Ankabut portray this condition of Meccan hypocrites. Subject matter and theme. The surah explains how rejection of the doctrine of the hereafter corrupts man's morals and manners. Verses 2 and 3 speak of the unbelievers who openly rejected the hereafter. Verses 4 to 7 relate the despicable conduct of hypocrites who, despite their claim to be Muslim, have no regard for divine recompense. The misconduct of both these groups underscores the truth that without belief in the hereafter, man cannot develop good morals and manners.